You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. The federal government, along with state and local governments, spends billions of dollars every year on security and surveillance technology. In theory, to prevent things like the attack on the U.S. Capitol that happened last week. It's high tech, comprehensive, creates a whole lot of privacy concerns, but also might not be accomplishing the right things. Alvaro Bedoya is director of the Center on Privacy and Technology at Georgetown.
Historically, surveillance technology has tracked our technology, our phone calls, our cars, our computers, and increasingly, surveillance technology tracks our bodies, right? Who we are physically in the flesh, fingerprint, iris, DNA. But really, the big area of growth is face recognition. And so you have a DHS biometric system with a heavy reliance on face. You have an FBI face recognition network that taps into many state driver's license databases. And you have right now a focus on tracking immigrants. That, I think, is something that we need to start to reckon with after what happened at the Capitol.
What is there to say about this huge security apparatus that you have described when, in the case of the January 6th U.S. Capitol attack, it was all on the public internet?
Exactly. We have built a security state around the idea that immigrants are dangerous. And as you said, the reality here is that these are not the people who stormed the Capitol. And frankly, these are not the people who are dangerous. And so we're not going to surveil our way out of a nationwide failure to reckon with white supremacy. That is something that will take years and that will be much more difficult than running up surveillance budgets for face recognition or any other surveillance program.
How hopeful are you that change will happen, that we might approach law enforcement differently?
I see in the president-elect someone who recognizes that the nation is in pain. And my hope for him and his administration is that he will take this money from this security state that clearly is not protecting us and invest it in education to teach people that, you know, vaccines are real and climate change is real and racism is real. But I also think that this could be an excuse to redouble the trends that started under George W. Bush, expanded under Barack Obama, and were tripled down under Donald J. Trump to promise Americans safety and deliver them deportations and a system that watches black and brown people and catches them when they are alleged to have made mistakes.
Alvaro Bedoya is director of the Center on Privacy and Technology at Georgetown. You can hear more from him and more on this story in the Marketplace Tech podcast. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.